Rosh Hashanah, Chapter 4, Mishnah 8. Shofar shall Rosh Hashanah, the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, ein ma'avir in olav es hatchum. One is not allowed to violate the laws of Yom Tov in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, so one is not allowed to go beyond the city limits of 2,000 amos, so a little bit more than a half a mile, in order to get a shofar or to hear the shofar being blown. Because that would be violating the laws of the Yom Tov in order to do the mitzvah. Vein mefachin olav es hagol. One is not allowed to uncover stones if there was a building, let's say, collapsed on top of the shofar, or a wall collapsed and there are stones that need to be moved to get the shofar. We know that stones, random stones, are muktza. They're forbidden to be touched on a Yom Tov. You're not allowed to clear the stones to get to the shofar. Lo olin b'ilan, one's not allowed to climb onto a tree, which is forbidden on Shabbos, if there was a shofar on top of the tree. Velo rochvin al gabe behema, one is not allowed to ride on an animal in order to get, let's say they're sick and they won't be able to walk the distance to hear the shofar. They're not allowed to ride an animal, which is forbidden on Yom Tov. Velo shatan al pnei amayim, one is not allowed to go swim through a body of water to get to a place where they can blow the shofar or hear the shofar. Vein chochin oso, and bein bedavar shu mishum shavos, u mein bedavar shu mishum lo sasei. And one is not allowed to violate the Shabbos, whether it's a biblical prohibition or a rabbinic prohibition, in order to fix a shofar so that it can work to be blown. But if he wants to put water or wine into it, which doesn't make it fit to be blown, because it's already fit to be blown, that just enhances or makes the sound clearer, yitain, then he can do that, because that's not considered to be fixing a vessel which is forbidden on Yom Tov. It's only considered to be a slight enhancement. We do not prevent children from blowing the shofar on Yom Tov, but we actually practice with them until they can learn how to blow the shofar. However, someone who's practicing lo yasa does not fulfill the obligation of the mitzvah of the blowing of the shofar. Someone who hears the blowing from one who is practicing lo yasa does not fulfill their obligation.